We've had a number of shiurim about the run-up to Pesach, about Bedikat Chametz, and we'll perhaps have some further shiurim about things to do with the preparations for Pesach. So I want to move on this week to start looking at the various stages of the Leil HaSeder. And the first of the 15 stages is Kadesh, making Kiddush. And even though we make Kiddush on every Shabbat and Yom Tov, on Seder night there are certain specific halachot, because the Kos of Kiddush is also the first of the Arba Kosot that we have to drink during the course of the Seder. So the first unique aspect of Kiddush on Leil HaSeder is the Zman. In general, on Friday nights or Yom Tov night, you can make Kiddush Mibo'od Yom, before it gets dark, but the Shulchan Aruch rules at the beginning of Siman Taf Ayin Zayin that on Pesach night, Kiddush cannot be recited until nightfall. Why is that? So the Trumat HaDeshen explains as follows. On Pesach night, the Korban Pesach had to be eaten davka at night, because the Pasuk says, V'achlu et ha-basar ba-layla hazeh. And the mitzvah of matzah on Seder night is linked to the Korban Pesach. So the matzah also has to be eaten at night. And the Haggadah also has to be recited at night. Why? Because it's linked to the matzah. As the Mishnah that we quote at the Seder says, Ba'avur zeh, b'shar sheyesh matzah umaro munachim lefanecha. Then the Haggadah is recited at the time when you can fulfill the mitzvot of matzah and maro. And the Kos of Kiddush is also part of the Haggadah. So therefore, the Kos of Kiddush also has to be drunk at night. Actually, Rav Soloveitchik in Haggadat Siach HaGrid, he suggests that there's a machloket between the Taz and the Magen Avraham at the beginning of Siman Taf Ayin Zayin about whether it's only necessary that the wine be drunk after nightfall, or whether the text of Kiddush also needs to be recited after nightfall. And the nafkamina would be whether one could recite a long, drawn-out choral and cantoral Kiddush, starting, say, 15 minutes before the Zman and finishing when it gets dark. Or in actual fact, there is a long text of Kiddush brought in the Gaonim for use on Seder night, so that would also be relevant. Clarifying the difference between Shabbat, when Kiddush can be made early, and Seder night, when it can't be made early, Rav Zevin sums it up in his Sefer HaMoedim B'Halacha in the name of Reb Meir Michal Rabinovitz, that the Tosefet Shabbat or Yom Tov period before it gets dark doesn't actually turn the day into night, but merely extends the Kedusha of the next day to the previous day. So on Shabbat, Kiddush has to be made when there's Kedushat Shabbat, and that can be extended. But on the first night of Pesach, it needs to be made at nighttime Davka, and you obviously can't extend nighttime. It should be noted, there is actually something of a machloket rishonim about whether Kiddush on Seder night really does need to be made after nightfall. The Tosfot of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in Masechet Brachot holds that even on Seder night, Kiddush can be made from Plag HaMincha, like any other Shabbat or Yom Tov, and the Maharil indicates that it's Davka the Magid that needs to be recited at night, but not necessarily the Kiddush. And it seems, actually, from the Tosfot at the beginning of Perek Arvei Pesachim, that the requirement of nighttime is limited to the mitzvot of Matzah and Maror, but not necessarily at all to the mitzvah of the Magid. In truth, this is an issue that comes up every year, and people always ask me if there are any grounds for leniency, because Seder usually starts so late and they've got young children or elderly parents or non-frum relatives who don't want to be sitting down to start at 8:45 p.m, which in some years is the time that it can be. So one might have thought that perhaps the fact there's a machloket in the Rishonim about it would provide some room for leniency. But the halachic reality is that the unequivocal ruling of the Shulchan Aruch and the agreement of virtually all of the Achronim, Bar the Chatam Sofer in his Chidushim, means that the din is very clearly that Kiddush can't be recited before dark. However, I do think that in some very exceptional circumstances, such as an old aged home or a hospital environment, then it is justified to be makel, but not just because it's inconvenient for people to start late. If people want to retain fidelity to the halacha, but are bothered by the late timings, then they can generally be mitigated at least somewhat by not having too many people around the table, which always slows things down, and also by keeping the magid crisp and crunchy like the matzah. Adkan.